Welcome to
The Beauty Boss Confidential.
My name is Ren, and I'm a beauty blogger, new mom, makeup artist, and owner of my own makeup academy in Atlanta, Georgia.
My name is Nalani, and I'm a cosmetic tattoo artist and instructor. I run a busy permanent makeup studio and academy in Atlanta as well, and also manage a small team.
We're two modern women
trying to juggle it all,
from building our empire
to being a wife
and navigating being a new mom,
all while making time for ourselves.
We're here to share with you the behind the scenes
of what it's really like to run a successful beauty business,
from marketing to business strategies
and trying to find that perfect work-life balance.
Let's dive right in. Hey guys, we're back with another episode of Beauty Boss Confidential. We have Ren here and
Nalani.
Woo-woo! We are back again, back together. So we had a great first year, first season, and we had to come back. We've had some guests on the last couple of episodes, but we wanted to bring back the original duo because we wanted to wrap up season one and talk to you guys about our hopes and dreams for the new year and talk about like what we thought of our first season. So Nalani, me and you have been talking. We have lots of ideas, plans for season two. Why don't you tell everybody about some of the things we're going to do?
Oh my God, I can't believe it's coming to an end. I'm going to miss you, Ren. I'm going to miss my therapist.
It really is like therapy, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, so we wanted to end the season with a few interviews for you guys to enjoy because that will lead up to the next season. We do have plans to do more interviews, and hopefully it will be in person, provided that this COVID situation dies down. But our intention was to always do it in person, but with everything, with the world shifting, it obviously made more sense to do it over the phone. But we do have plans to interview other people and have some other juicy topics. And also, hopefully, Ren and I can do some in-person episodes as well, because we definitely, I feel like it's a whole nother vibe when, you know, we can see each other's facial expressions and things like that. So, and in addition, hopefully we'll have a video version coming soon, possibly on YouTube. I don't know. We'll see. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to possibly do that and give you guys the whole vibe. So, yeah.
And you had a really good idea when we were talking earlier about, you know, even though we are a beauty boss podcast and have beauty professional beauty topics, you had the idea to bring other people on who are not necessarily in the beauty world, right? So can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I want to bring other people who isn't on in the beauty world or they do other professions, because I listen to all types of podcasts and I feel like I learn some ideas from other industries. So I think that that might be beneficial to the beauty industry if they learn something from an industry that's not within their scope. So it's all about expanding your mind and your perspective, and maybe you'll, you know, bring another view to help with your industry. So I definitely want to bring on bosses, not even bosses, just entrepreneurs or even other people who have a different lifestyle. So I definitely don't want to limit it to just like women bosses or beauty women bosses at that. Like, I want to bring guys and, you know, just things that will expand your mind a little bit more.
Yeah, it's all about diversity, right? Like, you want to expand your knowledge and your circle to include anyone who has, you know, knowledge to bring to the table. And like, I brought on my husband, who's a dude, you know, and it was interesting to have perspective from a male perspective. And we recorded this in person because obviously we are sharing the same household. So, you know, with COVID, it wasn't an issue for him to be my in-person guest. And I loved recording in person. I do feel like it's really freeing and we can be really natural. So I'm looking forward to doing that with you and with our future guests and stuff. So speaking of guests, do you guys have anyone that you'd want us to interview? We love suggestions. You know, we want to reach out to, like we said, people outside of our circle to help all of us grow. In addition to guests, are there topics that you want us to cover? Anything about entrepreneurship? Anything about, you know, personal stuff, balancing, you know, your life with work? We're really game to talking about anything. One of the shows that I love that we talked about is Red Table Talk. And I think they cover such dynamic topics that I think me and Nalani would be so game, right? Wouldn't that be super interesting to talk about like stuff like that?
Yeah, I love watching it. And I love like the realness of that Gamma and Jada and Willow. She's so young, but so wise. Like, I love that they interview people, but they're like non-judgmental about it. And they're so like unbiased. So I definitely want to have that similar type of vibe.
Totally. And I think that one of our goals that we're going to continue to do from season one to season two is be really honest, really vulnerable with you guys, show like the good, the bad, the ugly, as well as the successes, because I think that's what really makes it worth listening to. You know, I mean, we're not perfect people, but we're all on this journey together. So definitely let us know what you guys want us to talk about, who you want us to interview. And we also, I think it'll be really fun to do an episode where we just answer viewer questions. So it could be anything about us, our businesses, our relationships. So definitely submit some questions. Please follow me and Nalani on social media at BeautyBot and at Makeup by RenRen, because we always post about the podcast and we put polls and questions where you can submit the feedback. That's probably the easiest way to get in contact with us. So I did want to ask Nalani, did you have a favorite episode or anything that really stuck out to you?
Yeah. So the one that really stuck out was your mom life episode, and it was like the earlier episode. I was struggling, so I thought that that actually helped me change my perspective on, you know, what real moms, I never get a chance to ask my friends because I would feel bad about it, but with you shedding some light on how it is being a new mom, I felt like it actually changed me for the better. So that was kind of like unexpected, you know what I mean? So I was able to gain a lot of knowledge and a lot more understanding with new moms now. And I am no longer, you know, getting my feelings hurt and things like that. So thank you, Ren. Thank you for that episode. It was an episode I didn't know I need.
You know, I feel like what you said about there are sometimes things you want to ask your friends or other people who you work with or friends outside of your personal realm that, you know, it's hard to kind of ask because you don't want to make people uncomfortable. You don't want to hurt other people's feelings. But like we said, we're like all about being honest and, you know, truthful. So that's really cool that, you know, you were able to ask me questions. And I was like, oh, I was like, some of the questions that no one has ever asked me before. So it felt really good to be honest and not just be like, oh, everything's great. I love mom life, but it's like, girl, it has its ups and downs. Do what you need to do first. And then mom life is, if that's something you want to do, like you have a support system and a village around you. So that's my big takeaways from that episode too. But I was going to say, I love the episode where you were talking about you and your hubby, about how you guys work together. Cause I was like, these are relationship goals. And I think it's such a good thing for other people to hear about positive relationships, personal and professional, because it gives us something to aspire to, something to work towards, you know, and it makes you think, hey, I want to try that, or this is how they're able to be successful. And, you know, you guys have different personalities, just like me and my husband have different personalities. So it's interesting to hear all those stories. So I would definitely want to bring back, you know, my hubby for another episode, other people in our personal lives who can kind of give another perspective. I even thought about interviewing my mom. Not sure if I want to do that, but it's on my brain. Yeah. So anyways, last thoughts, Nalani, before we wrap up season one.
Just that, you know, we do want to bring other people to interview that we don't know. And the only way we can do that is if you guys can really help us out, is by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts and the other platforms that you can stream this on. And the background story to the metrics with podcasting is that it's not measured by views or likes or plays or anything. It's like, we actually don't really know where we stand. And the best way to measure the podcast is ratings and reviews. So with your help, we're able to get possibly some of your favorite people on the podcast. So if you guys, I know that you guys listen to it, But please take that extra step and leave a review, leave a rating, and just tell us how you feel about our podcast. And we're totally open to your positive feedback, negative feedback, just any type of feedback would be beneficial for us, just so we know how we can improve and make your podcast experience a little better, a little, you know, to brighten up your day. So we are definitely, although this is our passion project, Ren and I do things from the heart, from the soul. Like, we never do things halfway. So we're really serious about this. So if you guys can go ahead and do that for us, that'll be awesome.
Thank you. You know, I think sometimes we forget, like, I listen to podcasts or YouTube videos, and I don't always like or comment or review. But if you know anything about being in business, those positive reviews and those testimonials are huge, you know, and that's what helps us to grow, get other people, you know, on the podcast with us, as well as new listeners. So really, really good point. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Well, that is it for us on season one. We will be working hard behind the scenes before we launch again in 2021. And we want to definitely just say thank you so much to everyone who has listened, shared, commented, tagged us on social media. We appreciate you so much. And, you know, we're doing this not only for us, but for you guys too. Yeah. So we will see you all next season.
Oh my gosh. Like, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We will see you in January of 2021. And hopefully all this COVID mess will be gone. Wishful thinking.
Stay cute and confident.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Beauty Boss Confidential.
If you love this episode, go ahead and screen record your favorite part and tag us on Instagram. I'm Nalani at BeautyBot.
And I'm Ren at Makeup by RenRen.
We would love to hear from you.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And please give us a 5-star rating and tell all your beauty bosses.
Thanks again for tuning in.
And we'll catch you next time.